It was pretty funny because they went over on the reef a couple times and kind of got smashed up. But when it was bigger, it was actually easier to film because you just sit in the boat and, you know, the wave comes right to the boat.
Yeah. We were talking to Kelly Slater, by the way. The film we're discussing is called The Ultimate Wave Tahiti 3D, and it is starting this weekend at the IMAX Theater at the California Science Center at Exposition Park, Los Angeles. And I assume this is the kind of movie that's going to tour the country. We've got listeners all over the country, and they'll get a chance to see it as well. Right, Kelly?
Yeah, I believe so. I actually don't know how many theaters or what the schedule is, but, you know, my family back home is already asking when's it going to be in Florida. And my friends in Hawaii were asking me last night when it's going to be there. So I'd imagine it's going to be in those places soon. And I'm going to go up to Monterey next week and golf in that Pebble Beach AT&T. And I think it's going to be in Monterey next week.
Wow.
You know, they've been making these surfing movies for 40 years or something like that. But the technology has gotten to the point where people sitting in the theater, especially with 3D, you've got to feel like you're actually out there with you when you're watching it.
Yeah, I haven't watched this film on the IMAX, ironically, but one of my friends that I work with went and watched it at a showing the other night, and he said that it looked like we were sitting, like, in his lap, which is kind of crazy.
Is that good?
I don't want to sit in his lap.
Okay. So.
You know, I read this interview with James Cameron the other day, and he said that he's waited 30 years to make Avatar.
Right.
The technology had to catch up. But the 3D is best from close range, and you know, so a lot of the best shots we got were sort of you know, close up reef shots and things we could set up, whereas the surf shots, you end up being, you know, at the end of a ride might come right by the boat that's filming, but you know, during the ride might be 50 or 80 yards away from the boat.
Are you thinking of both? Are you thinking, I gotta stay safe, I'm having fun, and I need to get over by the boat?
The boat is definitely secondary.
Yeah.
You know, if you're lining up a wave that's, I don't know, let's say, you know, we didn't get a lot of giant surf. We got one or two days of real big surf while we were there. Say, you know, 20 or 25-foot faces. And, you know, when you set up a wave like that and it's breaking in 8 or 10 feet of water, you're worried about the wave a little more than the boat.
But sure.
Once you set your line and you know you're going to make the wave, then you can kind of focus on, okay, you know, we're going to cruise by the boat here at the end of the ride.
Then you start thinking, how's my hair? That's what's on your mind.
Yeah, that. And then I'm thinking what I'm going to have for lunch and stuff like that.
All right, last question for you, Kelly. Did you run into any animals out there? Whales, dolphins, whatever they got in Tahiti?
There were whales. Yeah, there were some humpbacks there while we were there. And you see the occasional manta ray, and you see a lot of sharks.
Good times.
And
that's what I look for in my surfing experience. Bring on the sharks.
No, I was in Kona the other day, and we paddled an outrigger out. My girlfriend and I and a couple friends paddled an outrigger out and watched a baby humpback breaching about 20 times, like, yards from us. So
wow.
Oh,
pretty
how
cool.
About that? Well, your life doesn't suck, my friend, and this movie looks awesome. It is called The Ultimate Wave Tahiti 3D. Again, if you're in Southern California, check out the IMAX Theater at the California Science Center at Exposition Park, Los Angeles, starting Friday, and that's running all summer long. Kelly, great to catch up with you on The Kevin and Bean Show, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. We appreciate it.
Caller number 20 to K.